Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has called the West's sanctions on his country over its nuclear program illegal and inhumane.
In principle, we think that and believe that the sanctions are illegal and, in fact, inhumane, because they put pressure on our people. They put special pressure on people who are sick. They impact the life of children. And therefore, sanctions cannot be the answer.
In an interview with PBS channel, President Rouhani emphasized that the settlement of the dispute over Iran's nuclear program would set the stage for discussions on other issues. He gave assurances that Iran is seeking nothing more than its legal rights under international law. Rouhani also urged the other party to avoid using the nuclear issue as a pretext. Earlier, he told the Washington Post that Tehran is willing to reach a deal with the West over its nuclear energy program within a time frame of 3 to 6 months. Professor of University of Tehran, Fuad Izadi, joins us now on the line from the Iranian capital. Sir, welcome to the program. If you may elaborate on President Rouhani's comments about adhering to the legal rights of NPT members, and how do you think the U.S. will receive these comments?
Well, we just have to wait and see whether the Israeli lobby in the United States will allow the Obama administration to actually move on with a new policy with regard to Iran. The policies of the last 30-some years, which has been sanctioning Iran, pressuring Iran politically, economically, have not produced anything. And it's a big mistake if people in Washington think that because of sanctioning Iran, Iran is going to give up its right under international law to enrich uranium internally. That's a right given to all members of the International Atomic Energy Agency, and Iran is a member of that, and there are no evidence that Iran's nuclear program is diverted toward military use. In fact, that's the conclusion of the U.S. intelligence community, the statements of James Clapper, who is the director of national intelligence, basically says that Iran does not have nuclear weapons, is not in process of making nuclear weapons, and in fact has not even decided to make one. But given this fact, Iran is not going to come down on its rights, and sanctioning Iranian people, as Dr. Rouhani said, is inhuman. It's a big type of hypocrisy when you want to attack Syria in the name of human rights and then sanction Iranian people and violate Iranian people's human rights. So we have to basically realize that by the failed policies of the last 30-some years, things are not going to change with regard to Iran, and it's time to basically reset the policy with regard to Iran. I think this is a good opportunity for Obama administration to do that.
All right, thank you very much, Professor of University of Tehran, Mr. Fuad Izadi, joining us from the Iranian capital, Tehran.